incredible that Grindr, a free app, is financially sustainable with 76% of its revenue coming from subscribers to the app's premium version. But Grindr's founder, Joel Simkai, says it was never about the money.
I've been realizing that I was gay since I was 16 or 17. And ever since then, I've always wondered, who else is gay? You know, it's not always easy to figure that out. You know, we can go to gay bars and those types of places, but most of us don't live in a gay bar.
The name you chose for the app sounds like a gay bar.
Sounds like a gay bar? Maybe. I've never felt 100% comfortable in a gay bar. So for me, Grindr's all about finding someone who's nearby and then meeting them. Don't spend time on the app and chat with someone. See what the chemistry's like.
Grindr has 6 million users in 192 countries?
We've got users in Africa, we've got users in the Middle East, Saudi Arabia, Iran, Iraq, North Korea.
Some criticize Grindr for promoting a heartlessly pragmatic culture where men openly express disinterest in men of a particular race, age, or body type.
You know, I think there's nothing wrong in knowing what you like and looking for that. You know, a lot of time in our lives is wasted in situations we don't want to be in. They shouldn't be racist. They shouldn't be hateful. And we police for that.
I get the not wasting time part, but no fatties, no Asians. It can be very unwelcoming.
I do recognize that it's sometimes unwelcoming. But if you're not feeling welcomed by one profile, there's an easy solution. It's called the block button. And if someone is saying something you don't like, block them.
In the U.S., gay and bisexual men in 2010 accounted for 63% of all new HIV infections, even though that only represents about 2% of the population. So to what extent do you feel a responsibility for unsafe sex practices that may happen as a result of people meeting on Grindr?
I think I have a responsibility for a lot of different things in the gay community. So when you log into the app, you'll see messaging regarding testing. We also have a page on our website where we inform users about STD prevention.
Have you ever asked your users, polled your users, as to whether they practice safe sex?
Not to my knowledge. There's certainly more that I think we can do. But at the end of the day, this is the responsibility of our users. We're not there at the moment that they're having sex.
Did Grindr turn out exactly the way that you envisioned it would?
I never imagined that I'm responsible for millions and millions of men around the world, places I've never been, languages I don't speak. I've enabled them to meet other gay men, and that to me is a blessing.
Joel, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Joel Simkai is the founder and CEO of Grindr.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing.
Or politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.